Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
The Sharks are officially on a roll. Three wins in a row, but they want to keep that going tonight. Divisional opponent, Vancouver Canucks in town. And here we are at Sharks Ice at San Jose, watching a bunch of young men skate like they were kids. They're all having fun out there, which is great to see, isn't it?
They are kids. At our age, everybody's a kid. They are kids. A little more jump in the step for everybody. You know, you get those three wins. You finally get a win, and then you've turned it into three. They're starting to feel that optimism they felt in the, or starting to revive that optimism they had in training camp.
Will Smith, two goals, his first two in the NHL, and boy, they were impressive. What a release. I think he surprised Mrazek a couple of times. I think that the scouting reports on Will Smith are going to change a little bit.
The first goal, backhand forehand snap, was the one that just shocked Mrazek for sure. I mean, it jumped off his stick. The second one, he uses the defenseman as a screen and puts it in the same spot. Goes upstairs on it. Great shot. You and I talked in the second period check-in that he made a couple of really good defensive plays, one particularly in the corner that I really liked. But it's that thing, right? It's coming to the rink. Everybody comes to the rink wanting to score. Period. End of discussion. You come to the rink wanting to score a goal. And so he has been in of the lineup, out of the lineup, development days, people going, well, this game wasn't impressive, this game, are they going to send him to the Barracuda? Blah, 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 blah. And the one thing that I'll go back to Aaron Rodgers, when Aaron Rodgers was great, R-E-L-A-X with this kid. He is going to be a fantastic hockey player for the San Jose Sharks. And long term, you look at him and you think, wow, it's hard to be patient. We know, because my goodness me, it seems like forever where the Sharks have been trying to get back to where they used to be. Will Smith is going to be part of that solution. Macklin Celebrini is going to be part of that solution. Henry Thrun, you go on and on, Eklund, they're going to be part of that solution. But Will had a really good game last game, felt good about it, and that ovation he got at the end of the game was, the kid had a big smile on his face and deservedly so.
It was really sweet. And of course, at 5:30, just before the game, I was walking by where he was stretching out, and he looked at me and he said, I said, have a good game, kid. And he said, tonight's the night. He has a confidence about him that is really noticeable. And it's not something that bugs anybody. It's not that he's bragging or anything. He's just a very confident kid.
Yeah, but I like ego. Ego gets a bad rap. And if you're in this game at a 19-year-old, you better have a healthy ego. You better think something of yourself. And you're right. It doesn't interfere with his preparation. He doesn't use the ego as, well, I don't have to do that. I'm Will Smith. He uses that ego to drive himself forward and to be ambitious, to want to be that next guy, the guy. So I think it's great.
I do too.
The guys have embraced him, which is really good. You know, from the veterans have been fantastic with the young guys, and that was what Mike Greer wanted to make sure that they were going to be embraced and learn from those guys, and that you can't beat experience.
What's the story coming out this morning about his nickname being Little Puppy?
No, just Puppy. Just Puppy.
Oh, Puppy now?
Yeah, it's just Puppy. It was my fault.
It is?
Yeah, because Jake Walman on the bench, second period, looks up at the big screen, and they show Will, okay? And Jake turns, looks at me, and goes, Puppy. And I said on the air, I started to laugh, and I said on the air, Jake Walman just called Will Smith Puppy, or Little Puppy. And it's actually just Puppy. I shouldn't have said it. And now it's out there. And the guys are so happy about that it's out there.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
Even Will's kind of happy about it.
Yeah, but that's hockey. That's being on a team. That's having some fun. That's being one of the guys. But Yeah, so...
So I started the prediction, I'm going to do well tonight, and you started the nickname part.
No, I didn't start the nickname part. I just reported it, and I should know because I was on the bench. It was privy. I'm usually smarter than that and much better when it comes to holding on to what people say, but it was pretty funny, and now the guys are having a good laugh today.
Let's talk about what's going right with this hockey team. One of the things that was one of our Toyota keys last game with Scott Hannon joining me on the air was being efficient and strong in your execution in the neutral zone, which has been talked about as being an important part of the ice. Give us your observations on where the Sharks have improved in that area and where they have to go.
The start of the year, they were really good at tracking back. They were really good at getting above the puck. That fell off. Last game, they were okay, but they didn't get through the neutral zone like they should have. You have to make your decision early in the neutral zone. Hey, listen, Chicago tracked back like crazy. They were so good, especially in that third period. So quicker out of the zone, go to pucks. If the puck is on the right side and you're a left winger, don't stay on your left wing. Cut across the ice and push the pace so you get that little 10-foot pass. Then you start moving with everybody else coming up. Make sure you fill a D fills that weak side, and you make the play early. Chip pucks. The one thing I would love to see the Sharks do more is chip pucks behind a defenseman with guys skating through and going to the puck.
Kind of an interesting observation, because I thought when they did get the puck on their stick to the neutral zone, they were pretty efficient, but I thought they were better than they were in the game against L.A. But maybe I'm wrong.
No. I mean, we all see the game different. I mean, we can watch 10 games and come up with 10 different opinions on how the team played. That's just the way the game is. There's certain things you concentrate on. But to me, certainly having more execution, getting through the neutral zone better, I think the neutral zone, as I've said many, many times, is the most important zone in hockey. You don't have to play defense in your own zone. You don't. You can play defense before the red line. You don't have to play offense in the offensive zone. You play it in the neutral zone, skating off the puck, getting pucks behind, and making sure you're attacking with speed. I think your neutral zone sets up both your defense and offense. Overall, though, tonight, when you're playing the Vancouver Canucks, Ryan Morozovsky's already told it to us. Number one, you've got to match their physicality. If you don't, it's going to be a tough, tough night. And defensively, take away time and space. And they, in the third period against Chicago, you have to hand it to Chicago. They were absolutely terrific. They put the pressure on the entire game. But the Sharks, on that part of it, Danny, they need to do a better job just punting. And they weren't even able to do that. There's one particular shift. They had the puck on their stick three times and didn't get the puck out. And it came back to the net every single time.
But in order to punt properly, you need a good long snapper. And for the Sharks, the long snapper is Mackenzie Blackwood tonight. Also, Vitek Vanacek. The goaltending has been solid when really needed in these three games that they've won. I mean, I thought Vitek Vanacek, second period of his game was unbelievable. And Blackwood has been incredible in the third period, especially when the Blackhawks were putting that pressure on. And he's back in tonight.
I thought Mackenzie was the best player on the ice last game. And he's back in tonight because he earned it. And you and I have talked about this last year. You know how much I appreciate when coaches repay a player for his effort, for his execution, for his success. I think you have to show to the players, the team, that if you do well, I will reward you with ice time. And Mackenzie gets rewarded with another start, and he deserves it.
Vancouver is a team that's big and strong, and they can really pressure you physically, but they've also got some amazingly skilled players that can kill you if you give them any space. I'm thinking of Elias Pettersson, just a very skilled center iceman who's playing with Archdeep Baines, the guy who won the MVP of the AHL All-Star game here at TechCU last year, and Connor Garland, who's sneaky dangerous. And then you've got also on defense maybe the most dynamic player on their roster, and that's Quinn Hughes, somebody that can really totally control a game. And I think those guys you can't forget about when you're dealing with the physicality of people like Jake DeBrusk and Kiefer Sherwood and players of that nature. So it's a big test for the Sharks. It's a divisional game. We're on the air at 6:30. Scott Hannon and I have the call for you. And Scott Hannon's actually doing double duty tonight. He's not only on the radio with me, but he's also on television in between periods. So it's going to be an interesting broadcast. We hope you tune in. And that's our Morning Skate Show for today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.